Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. St. John's wort is today's topic. Many people have heard of this herb in relation to its usefulness for depression. Indeed, it'd be the first herb one would think of for depression these days. In case you've been wondering about the funny name, wort is just an old term for plant. As far as depression goes, yes, there are some very effective prescription medications available to help people. But indeed, more and more consumers of healthcare are choosing herbal remedies, perhaps due to their often more tolerable side effect profiles. In every study I've looked at, St. John's wort consistently shows itself to be gentler on people than prescription medication for depression. A bigger question for healthcare practitioners has been whether or not St. John's wort is truly effective for depression, especially in comparison to the most popular antidepressants currently being used. Well, if you review the published studies, there is indeed plenty of evidence that St. John's wort compares favorably to current antidepressant drugs, especially for mild to moderate depression. Now, however, more and more studies are even showing St. John's wort effective in severe depression. Besides improvement in mood, St. John's wort helps the symptoms of fatigue, anxiety, and insomnia that often characterize depression. In homeopathy, St. John's wort is called by its Latin name, Hypericum. And in this ultra-dilute and potentized form, this remedy is used for extreme nerve pain, such as pain from a tooth extraction or from falling on your tailbone. St. John's wort is non-sedating and does not suppress libido. This is a plant where the flowering tops are used rather than the root to give St. John's wort its bright red color and liquid extract. Having said all these glowing things, St. John's wort is not the perfect answer for depression for everybody. The biggest caution is that St. John's wort will interact with many prescription drugs, decreasing their effectiveness, so everyone should always check with their healthcare provider before taking St. John's wort, especially people already taking medication of any type. People currently taking an antidepressant, whether or not it appears to be working, should never add St. John's wort to their medicine regimen before consulting their doctor. Well, thanks for listening. This has been another Nature's Remedies with Dr. Tim Hagney.